What do we have for our bumper music theme today, sir?
This is a tune from Imagine Dragons.
Your guys.
Terribly overrated band.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have a song that fits the theme today because the name of the song is Demons.
Yeah. We'll get to that soundbite later in the show. Or should we play it right now? Tied to the bumper.
Do you want to get to it right now?
Yeah.
I can pull it up.
Let's do it. Excuse me. This is Tucker Carlson. Tucker was a part of the Donald Trump interview. Tucker Carlson, no longer on Fox, but still influential and going nowhere. Here's Tucker talking about a demon.
In my bed at night, and I got attacked while I was asleep with my wife and four dogs in the bed and mauled, physically mauled.
In a spiritual attack by a demon?
Yeah, by a demon. Or by something unseen that left...
Is that right?
Claw marks on my sides, on my...
So it left physical marks?
Oh, they're still there. Yeah, yeah. A year and a half ago, I woke up and I was couldn't breathe and I thought I was going to suffocate. And I walked around outside and then I walked in and my wife and dogs had not woken up and they're very light sleepers. And then I had these terrible pains on my rib cage and on my shoulder. And I was just in my boxer shorts and I went and flipped on the light in the bathroom and I had four claw marks on either side underneath my arms and on my left shoulder. And they're bleeding.
Is this a bit? Was he joking somehow?
Doesn't seem that way.
Well, it didn't seem like that. I mean, I saw the headline and I knew you had it already. Did we miss that he was having fun with something here? Or is he trying to convince us this happened?
No, it's...
He's trying to convince.
Yes.
Now, I'm the one who believes in ghosts. You don't. Or at least you're like, I need to see more proof.
I also don't believe with sleeping and even with even one dog in your bed, let alone four.
Yeah,
my goodness, Tucker. Four dogs in your bed?
Yeah. Let's review the number of dogs who should be in your bed. You go first.
Zero.
Zero. If they want to sleep around the bed?
Yes.
Fine. In the actual bed, it's zero. The likelihood this story is true, that a demon attacked him, no one else noticed it, and he has scarring on his body. 0 to 10, Dave, zero. There's no plausible scenario where this took place. Or 10, it is a lock.
It's certainly not 10. I think we're dipping more towards the zero end of the scale, Chad.
I'm the one who talked about believing in ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they go this far. I don't. I think this is Tucker selling the persona of Tucker, which after an okay start to his career, is in a very good place right now. And I assume most of his supporters... spoon this baby up and believe it. Do you have any scarring on you today that you want to show me?
Got one on my pinky.
Ooh.
It's from a dog bite, though. It wasn't a...
In bed with you?
No, very much not in bed. He can't take his shirt off at a beach now for the rest of his life, right? He said the marks are still there.
Still there. Why? Did he show it at some point as it continued? Did he show...
Seems like that would have been the obvious next question from the guy he was with doing that interview.
Don't think that happened, though, right?
No, unless maybe there's some careful editing or they skip past that part.
So this story says soda is making a comeback. For me, it's pop. I'm a pop guy.
Well, you're Minnesotan through and through. I get it.
Nobody believes in Minnesota more than me. But the story is suggesting that pop is making a comeback. That... people might be dismissing Starbucks, McDonald's, Doritos, some other things, because Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper passed Pepsi recently as number two.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
I think we should shut the country down. That's how I feel about it. Because Pepsi in a can, by leaps and bounds, by Superman leaps and bounds, is the best pop out there. Not in a bottle. Real sugar Pepsi. In a can.
What? Standard Pepsi. Not diet. Not.
No. Get out of
cherry.
Here.
Cherry.
No.
It has to be the standard Pepsi Cola in a can.
Real sugar Pepsi, which you bought me last year for my birthday.
Yeah. You're very welcome for
that. Thank you. I appreciate it. although it led to my borderline addiction. So thanks, junkie. Thanks, Feeder.
I'm your guy. Thanks. I'm your Heisenberg.
Thanks, Feeder. Third quarter, the volumes grew 1.3% from a year ago. An analyst said this is so different from 5-10 years ago. There's been a huge change in attitude. These products were declining 4% a year for a long time. Now, they're suggesting that some of them are jumping and causing this mini surge, permanent surge. Well, I guess we'll wait and see. Are some of the new sugar-free sodas, like a Coke Zero, something like that. What is your food or drink which you consume and you know you should not, but to quote Joel in the massively underrated movie Risky Business, what the bleep? Now, I have, before the fair, and then after the fair, I don't think until the recent just dive in my sleep. I've had multiple stretches lately. I slept pretty well now. It's awful. Just torture. Or it gives me a little bit. I don't have coffee. I don't do caffeine. And like the Pepsi, even if it's just makes me feel better, I've had now two cans of Pepsi the last 3 weeks, right? So, and I hardly ever have it at home. But there's no redeeming quality of Pepsi outside if it just tastes so bleeping good. My father created this. I've told it again. I'll tell it real quickly. Grew up with my mother till I was 12. My father had me maybe 10, 15% of the time. The 10, 15% of the time, I would go to a game and I would eat a hot dog or some other crap there. And then at the house, I'm exaggerating zero on my boy's life. He would buy a 24-pack of Pepsi, white bread, and maybe some Stouffer's.
Sure.
Good luck to you. And my father could not make anything. I had a number of cavities growing up. I'm starting to get cavity residual stuff from the Pepsis that were provided to me. And as a 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old kid, I wasn't exactly stepping away from and saying, no, this isn't good for me.
I'm sure your teeth brushing, your oral health was top notch, though.
I've always been a 7. I'm more of a, I probably should brush more often. I'm always a morning guy, reasonably often nighttime. Not a great flosser. Is anybody really a great flosser?
There's about two people in the country.
Actually,
that are good
flossers. I know three people extraordinarily well who all were great flossers and all had great teeth and still have great teeth.
Nah, they probably did it for show around you. Bragging
turns me on. Nothing turns me on more than flossing.
Watch me flick this piece of food in my teeth against the mirror.
So yeah, pop. There's nothing you can get out of it where you say, well, there's some side benefit to it. There's nothing. Zero. Like caffeine and coffee, there are studies about that. Red wine, there are studies about it. If you have red meat, you know, it's not the best when it's from fast food, but there are things that are redeeming at least a little bit.
Got your protein in the red.
Got a little protein. What do you consume, and you can take some latitude on this too. We're thinking drink or food. If you want to go something else and cause us to laugh a little bit or even be horrified, go ahead. The texters on this show can be very funny and very creative. So go ahead. What do you, let's use the term again, consume where there's no redeeming value, but you still love it? What do you have? If you're tuning in for Major, Major was at the start of the show. I was caught up in stuff, so I didn't put a show tweet out. Major 1205, by the way. What, in 10 minutes or so? Is that available? Chad Hartman Show podcast?
It'll be very soon. Hopefully before the end of this next break.
Okay. So very soon. We also have a scoring change with Shaletta, who she demanded 205, and you said no. That's caller segment.
Yeah. She thinks she can call the shots, which 90% of the time she can.
Yeah.
But I had to put my foot down. Said, no.
Your football down.
We talk purple on Fridays at 2:05.
Yeah, and caller schedule gets a little dicey, too.
He's covering the team.
Yeah, he's covering the team. Shalette at 2:35, caller 2:05, so we've canceled. Am I wrong this week? No, we have not.
No, the committee was informed that they'd be moving earlier.
1:35, am I wrong? What do you consume? Because you just flat out like it, love it, and you shouldn't. What do you have for me? You want to call? You want to add some information? Maybe it's even a quick call. And it makes us chuckle. Maybe it even horrifies us. Maybe it troubles us. You know what? I'm looking at a text here from Tom Hauser. I watch him on the news and give him credibility. I consume it. No redeeming value.
Yeah, there you go. It's right there.
No, that's an example. No redeeming value when I consume his information. What do you have? 651-461-9226. All right. We're picking up a story saying that pop sales have jumped up recently. Some of this tied to more of the sugar-free side. And if America was, America is a very good country. If we were a brilliant country, Pepsi would be the only pop served. Pepsi in a can, real sure.
No, you're pro-monopoly.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Way to go,
Bezos. I'm similar to Donald the other day when he said, I'll protect women even if they don't like it. I'll protect your taste buds even if you don't like it.
Mm, thank you for that. We really appreciate it. Pepsi. You are our flavor protector.
Thank you. Thank you. What would you say, sir, that you consume without any redeeming value?
Candy's an obvious one. Coming off Halloween.
Well,
I eat way too much chocolate in specific.
But
specifically.
Can I push back a little bit? There are chocolate. A lot of studies redeeming value for chocolate. Wine, a lot of studies. Yeah. At least I'm just looking at the studies to tell me I can have a lot of wine and a lot of chocolate.
I don't think by chocolate they're referring to the Three Musketeers of the Twix bar. I think they're referring to the, you know,
dark chocolate.
The really dark chocolate, the really high quality chocolate.
You know what I had a lot last night? Mr. Good Bars.
We only got one Good Bar, the whole pile that the kids brought back.
Come
one
on over.
Mr. Good Bar.
Come on over.
Disappointing. Reese's, yep. Absolutely the king.
Star. Well,
still,
rightfully so.
I mean, the pile of Reese's is unbelievable.
Just a reminder, Adam Carter, bottom feeder.
He's a clown.
He's a clown. He's a buffoon, should be removed from the planet. Doesn't like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yes, he's scared.
Period.
He's scared by the marriage of peanut butter and chocolate.
He's afraid of it.
Yeah.
He's timid.
It's disgusting. Two things came to mind. Number one, the majority of social media. Consuming social media, I think, has zero redeeming quality. Specifically, Facebook, I think, is just, it's so worthless that every time I open it on my phone and scroll through, it's, you know, a couple minutes later, what am I doing? What am I looking at? I've learned nothing. I've accomplished nothing. It's all just random posts of people I don't even know or follow.
See, that's the one I am on for show purposes. I will rarely post maybe a family thing. But we post a lot of show links there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't go. Now, the TikTok, I love the TikTok. China, here's my phone number. Here are my bank accounts. Here's the house address. What do you need? I don't take my TikTok from me.
See, I've got the Instagram, which has everything that TikTok does, too. And I'm bored with that, too. If we're talking food.
I didn't realize McNeil Lehrer was in the room. Excuse me.
Yeah, McNeil and Lehrer. That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah. All wrapped up into one,
yeah,
right here.
Exactly.
Food, processed meats, hot dogs, sausage, pepperoni, all that stuff.
I'm tempted.
Salami.
I'm tempted to go across the street today and get a walking dog. I brought in this really nice chicken I made and a sweet potato, but walking dog. I wish it was still with Dave Magnuson, our guy, but he's a consultant. Man, a Chicago Polish. Doesn't that sound good today?
We've got time at the top of the hour if you want to bring two.
All right. I might do it at 2:05, the 2 o'clock one.
I'd be awfully hungry by then. You do what you got to. You know, just walk out during Am I Wrong? That segment doesn't need you anyway. It's better without
those
you,
are good. Frankly. Those are good suggestions. Of course it is. Would you like to hear from the masses?
Yes, I'd love to.
Pepsi, in any form, is bottom feeding dog water.
Oh, my.
This person will be blocked, tortured, and sucked off the planet. Dr. Pepper, six-pack or so a day. Lots of butter on everything. Again, aren't there some studies on butter?
I mean,
good for you.
Dairy,
I guess. Where's the butter at your house? Fridge or out?
In the fridge.
Wrong. Mexican Coca-Cola is the best because it's made with cane sugar. I've been told. Did Tony Hinchcliffe comment on that at all during his routine?
It's coming up later.
DeRussia, a flosser. Do we think DeRussia is a top-notch flosser? I don't think so.
No,
because
he's admitted before he never flosses.
Yeah, and he barely goes to the dentist, barely goes to the doctor. He goes to one doctor. The basis, if they're paying him to go see the doctor.
Yeah, exactly right. I don't think he even brushes, to be honest. He's too worried about the hair and the weight loss and everything else.
Bailey's Coffee. Not doing anything for you?
No, coffee's gross.
Yeah, coffee is gross.
Add what you want to it. Doesn't matter. It's still gross.
Old school bubble gum from gum machines. Quentin loves gum. I don't have too much, but because of him, I have gum. So I'm blaming him.
Gum, I think it does have redeeming qualities. It stops you from eating garbage.
Yeah.
That's why I chew gum.
A number of texts, I consume the Chad Hartman Show. Thank you. Thank you. We asked for that. Frito-Lay jalapeno cheese dip, an occasional White Castle, and some Oscar Mayer bologna. Absolutely awful food, but every now and then. Bologna? No. You're better than that. Let's go one more minute. DeRussia texting, never floss. I go to the dentist two times a year. Come on.
I'd ask for an endorsement.
I don't know. Show tweet is properly rated. Wish more hosts would do it. That's on me. Got caught up in stuff. My fault. Somebody talking about the Twins this year. All the time they watch the Twins.
Yeah.
And there really wasn't anything redeeming. This person, I drink at least 4 cans of Diet Coke a day. That's not Patrick because
he's a bottle guy.
He is a bottle guy. All sodas should go back to cane sugar. I think they should. Potato chips. Do you have a particular potato chip you like?
I like the old Dutch Ripple chips if it's a straight potato chip.
Those are very good. Chad likes to threaten blocking people like a bully but never does. Oh, I do occasionally, and I was joking last time. It's time for me to stop talking and remind you, am I wrong? Next hour, 1:35.